Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Here I am. All right, I'm gonna back clean up tonight. How y'all feel about that?
Yeah.
I'm not as good a preacher as all these other people, or as tall, so I have to get myself up here so it looks like something. I'm gonna pick up right where this brother left off, and I'm gonna start with a true confession. I've been that person that has made that mistake. That everybody talk behind your back and everybody give up on you. I've been that guy. And I've been in that same position exactly as what we're talking about here. I have to build myself back up. And everything I did looked like I was just trying to put on an act. And it was kind of because I was putting on an act and I knew it. But I was like, well, if you believe that I'm straight, maybe I would be straight. You're just discouraging me by not believing my hustle. Mm. So that's your fault. You're making me be evil again because you won't believe in me and all these different kind of things. This was a struggle that I had. But it all stopped exactly along the lines of what Sam was saying when I found the humility. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you about humility for a second. I don't normally just want to talk about free-floating concepts, but let's talk about humility, right? Humility is so rare. If you say something humble, if you act humble, people will be so shocked by that, it might just, the whole room may have to freeze for a minute.
Yep.
People don't know how to react to humility because it's so unusual and so rare. If someone comes to you and says, you're just a thug, you're never going to amount to anything. No, you're right, I did all those things. That's true. I mean, it's not who I am today, but you're right. Just remember that. You know, you don't have anything else you can say to that. You see what I'm saying? That stops that cold by having that humble reaction. But I was always trying to defend myself. And here's what the Bible says about that. And this goes along with the verse we just heard. Jesus said, you are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of others, but God knows your heart. See? Now, if you dig into this is the New Testament. This is the Gospel of Luke. He's writing about the life of Jesus. And the original language that this was written in is a language called Greek. And you see that word justify, it kind of jumps out in this sentence. You know, we all know what that means, right? When you're always trying to justify your actions, kind of trying to tell a story, make yourself look like us, whatever, and justify why you did something, and so on and so forth. But that word in Greek has a big, fat meaning that I think we lose when we translate it into English. What it really means is to if you go to court, right, and you make your case, and then you're declared not guilty, you're set free, and you're declared this person was in the right, and this other person was in the wrong. That's what it means to say, when we say justify, it means it's you are putting on yourself a verdict of not guilty when you're not the judge. You know, it's God's place to judge our hearts, and he knows the good work that you're doing now. He knows the problems that you had before. He could see the transformation. So it's not up to us to justify ourselves. Do y'all see what I mean by that? Mm-hmm. We went into a little bit of we went deep with the Bible stuff on that one, but I don't want to lose y'all. But it's important for you to understand that this is where the Bible is coming from on this. Let me ask you this question too. As we make mistakes in our past and we look to rebuild those relationships, do all of these relationships need to get rebuilt?
No.
Do all these relationships need to be restored to where they were before and get back up in that? Some of them don't, I'm guessing. You tell me. There are probably some positive people in your life, an auntie, a grandmother, somebody, even a neighbor or something, who was a positive influence on your life. For sure, that kind of relationship should be restored. And whatever you can do to restore that, we want to encourage that and we want to help you. You know, brag on coming here on Tuesday, by all means, tell your family that's where you're at. Bring them here. We'll brag on you and say, oh, they've been here, they've been participating and worshiping and all that. That's where we've got your back on that. But we have some relationships we need to let go of and let that be part of our past. But here's the thing I think we struggle with. The relationships we're trying to put back together are the bad relationships, not the good ones. I think we look at the good relationships and say, I'll never get that, you know, I messed that up so bad. That's never going to get back on track. But the bad ones, maybe I can get those, maybe those people will be more accepting of me. Maybe they'll overlook what I did better. So maybe that's what I'm going to go for. So that's what I want to talk about, is which type of relationship you want to get together. I want you to think of it like this. Let's imagine, let's use a real world example. I want y'all to imagine that Charisse is my auntie, okay? And she's a church going lady. She's a responsible, and she's always encouraged me. She's always uplifted me. Again, I know you have somebody in your life, I'm sure, who is like that. Maybe a teacher in school, something. So I want you to pretend that Charisse is my auntie, and she's always encouraged me, always lifted me up, and always, you know, and I only did wrong, but she saw something in me. I stole her VCR and sold her dog, but still, she's, you know. Now, I want you to imagine Jeremy over here from New Zealand. That's my crime partner over here. Now, we'd run with each other and do all kinds of, I want you to imagine he and I also have problems in our relationship because I did him wrong too. That's the nature of when we're in our madness, isn't it? We just kind of, it don't matter who, anybody in the area is going to get it. Yeah. You can work out how I know these mysteries of life here, okay? So now imagine I get caught up in jail or something like that and I come out. I've got a choice. I can work to restore my relationship with Charisse, or I can go back to my old relationship with Jeremy. Now, here's what I think. Most people will look at that situation and say, I need to go get with Jeremy because, first of all, it'd just be easier. He was my old crime partner. It's not like he was evaluating the quality of my choices before. So it's not like he's disappointed in something whatever. It doesn't work that way. But the other thing is, my auntie being nice to me is kind of an expected thing, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of she's nice to me, and if I'm not that nice back to her, well, I never was that nice to her. I mean, it was a one-way thing. And so if I took things from her without giving back to her, maybe that's just kind of the way that relationship is. But the relationship I have with my crime partner is entirely different, because that's a favor for a favor. He expected for me to do for him and me, and that we would look out for each other and that we would watch each other's back and whatever. That was the whole arrangement. So in my mind, maybe I decide it was a deeper violation that I let him down because I didn't, if I steal from him, that's the opposite of what I'm supposed to do for him. I'm supposed to make money for him. He's supposed to make money for me. Right. That's the whole operation. If I steal from him, that's like the ultimate betrayal or something. Also, if I try to restore my relationship with Jeremy, here's what's going to happen. He'll take me back. Why? Because now he's got some leverage on me, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Now he can say, all right, you want to make it up to me? All right, I'll give you a chance. Believe me. I'm going to pick you up later, and we're going to go over here, and we're going to go around the corner, and we're going to go see this person. We're going to go do this, and this is going to happen, so on and so forth. You do that, and we're square. Sounds easy, right? And if you play your cards right, you can get a little money, and you go take it to Charisse, your good aunt, and give her a little bit of money. So you think, it's a sign from the Lord, I should do it. Except for you get caught up in a whole new set of crime with your old crime partner, and you go to your auntie with your dirty money, who doesn't want your money at all, and she says, where'd you get your money from? You just got out of jail, and you're digging a deeper hole.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? We have to ask, what are the relationships that we're trying to restore, and why are we trying to restore them? There are people in your life right now. I want you to hear me now. There are people in your life that you've hurt, that you've betrayed them, you let them down. They will take you back. They will take you back. Now, you have to own up to 100%. No excuses. Excuse making is no longer a part of your life. That's over now. No excuses. I don't have any excuses. You don't have any. Nobody's got excuses. We just own up to it. But there are people, if you're in that place, they'll take you back right now. Every week. You can mess up with me last week. You come here this week. I don't know about that. That was last week. Yeah. Let's do this. I'm ready to move forward. If we know who those people are, those are the relationships we've got to restore and put all our effort into that. Those negative relationships that are always bringing us down are the ones we have to avoid. Here's what the Bible says. This is Jesus referring to himself. He said, the Son of Man, that's him referring to himself, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Jesus said, I didn't come to find all them straight-acting church folk. Mm-hmm. I'm here to seek the lost.
Yeah.
Are there any lost people in here? Because I got my hand up.
Yeah.
You will let Jesus pass by. I'm not.
Not me.
I don't, because I can't act good enough to come around on any other plan. If Jesus is coming looking for the screw-ups and has got blessings on that, I'm getting on that van and leaving with him, you know. We have to recognize we start with that relationship we have with God. That's the most important relationship. And we restore that relationship knowing that he always receives us because he's looking for the lost. He's looking for you. When you turn to look and find him, you'll look up right, he'll be right there. Because he's waiting for that moment where you'll turn around. And then I want you to look at the relationship you have with some positive people, with some godly people, mm-hmm. that's worth restoring. Now that may take more work, right?
Yeah.
It may take a little more effort, but it's worth it. It'll mean more because you put that effort into it, and maybe they make you earn it, and maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe that's going to give us some motivation and keep us encouraged. I believe in you on all this. I wouldn't preach this hard message to you if I didn't think you'd take it. Amen?
Amen.
We love you. God bless you.